We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is the awesome comedian Tim Lamphere, and Tim and I happen to have a shared interest of fun animal facts. So he wanted to do a podcast where the two of us just discuss these facts and have a really fun discussion. I've always loved these kinds of podcasts where it's just like two guys who are just like themselves and talking and having fun and talking about a fun thing. So I hope that you guys like it too. Ladies and gentlemen, these are animal facts. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Animal Facts Podcast. As always, I am your host, Tim Lamphere, and this week we have a special guest. I'm joined by Robert Bacon.
Thanks so much for inviting me. Is this, do I sit this far away? Is this about how far?
That's definitely
too far. Is it
picking
me up?
It's not picking you up.
I'll just be back here.
No, you won't.
Cool. I brought a lot of visual aids for my facts.
Okay, this is a podcast. Let me explain to you what that is. You're going to want to lean into the microphone, and it is audio only.
So you want me like right here?
Definitely too close.
Okay. How about right here? Is this good?
Yes.
Oh, this is where I was supposed to be. Oh, I see. I get what this is.
Now, yeah.
I got what this is.
That's a little...
Cool, thank you.
Yeah.
I brought a lot of open liquids with loose container tops.
Okay, there's a lot of expensive electronic equipment around.
You shouldn't have that.
Yes, I should.
You should just get a MacBook Air. Is what you should get.
Even a MacBook Air, when spilled upon, will break.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man. I should stop spilling all over my MacBook Air. I take mine in the pool with me.
No, that's bad. Well, maybe they made a waterproof one.
It's so thin, I don't think water can get in.
Oh, my God. Well,
I could skip it like a stone.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Thanks so much. I love animals.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too. Big fan of animals. They're crazy, kooky things that they do, and they're just so amazing.
I got my first animal fact. Did you know that we're animals?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, yes, I did.
No, when I was little, I used to watch National Geographic all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And that was back in the day where they'd show, like, lions just murdering zebras.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They like that kind of footage.
They would love
be like,
that.
Oh, and now this animal murdering this animal.
Yeah, and it feels like you watch Animal Planet now and they don't show that enough.
Well, maybe not enough.
Enough. You sound like a murderer?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, I got your recent cut of the lion footage.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
It was all just interlaced...
Supercuts.
Yeah, supercuts of the lions murdering different animals.
Oh, yeah. Some in slow-mo, some in fast-forward.
Also, we've told you 1,000 times, you can't use Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Let the bodies hit the...
We don't... No, that costs too much money. We don't have that, okay?
Get in the budget.
No, we can't get
it's
into the
perfect.
Budget. We spent all the money sending you to Africa.
For the footage.
Yes, that you should have gotten. You're supposed to follow a family of them and make a story.
Well, I didn't really do that now, did I?
Is that a white shirt? Was that a white shirt at one point? What you're wearing right now?
I mean, it used to be white. Now it's covered in blood.
Oh, my God. Is that zebra blood?
The bodies hit the...
Okay.
Yeah!
See, it feels like that's what it was like back in the day, right?
Oh, yeah. Man raised by lions, sure. I'm just kidding. But yes, yeah, oh yeah, all that old footage, yeah. And that's still, I mean, that's the internet today anyway. We do kind of want to watch that stuff. But specifically, National Geographic, I think, is more about, like, science now, because that's their audience, maybe. So they're like, the science of animals. Whereas back in the day, it was like, yes, we want to see that toucan get fucking stabbed by a wasp. I don't know.
Well, I guess now, I mean, they do have stuff. I think a lot of people have seen have you seen the one where the sloth is climbing up to the top of the tree and it takes like a whole day for it to get up to the top of the tree and then all of a sudden a giant eagle snatches it out of the tree?
No! That is so funny. I have not seen that.
Watch it. It's sad because I love sloths, Yeah. But it is hilarious because the sloth gets up there, right?
Yeah.
It sees the eagle coming, but it's a sloth and it can't do anything.
Yeah. It sees the eagle coming? That's so sad. I'm sure it just turns around. It's like oh, no.
Sloth, like, eagle grabs it.
What?
And then the sloth just stays in the same position.
There's nothing it can do. A sloth can't struggle. There's no struggle with sloths.
No. It's like, oh. And I love sloths.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's wait. Hold on. Yes, this is perfect because I do have an animal fact about sloths.
Oh, let's get right into the
animal
facts.
I have a great animal fact.
Dude, first of all, love sloths.
Yeah, love sloths. But wait, first, was the eagle going to eat that sloth?
Dude, the eagle ate that sloth.
Dude, that is so sad.
Eagles can eat small deer.
Okay, we're already into animal facts. Sorry. I love it. Sorry.
this is
great.
I didn't even write this animal fact down. I just know this about eagles. They are way bigger than you think they are.
Oh, my God.
And they could take like small deer as well as other things like that because they're so big. And they could see things very well. A sloth is just easy pickings.
Watch
that bad boy. Also on YouTube, while you're on YouTube, once you're done watching that, there's also a video of they're at the zoo, and I think it's like a leopard or a tiger.
I have an eagle fact too. I have a sloth fact and an eagle fact.
Oh God! All right, we'll get to that as soon as I tell you my tiger. Yeah. No, it's either a tiger or a lion.
A tiger fact. Okay.
And it's a guy, and it's like a really like nice man. Yeah. And he has his daughter with him or a kid. I don't know. And he's like, oh, well, look at the lion. Oh, look at the lion. Isn't this great? Like, he's having a great day.
Uh-huh.
And a squirrel is in the lion area.
Oh, no.
And the lion semi-chases it.
The freedom.
And the lion grabs the squirrel and eats it in, like, one bite. And the dad just goes, oh, no. Oh, no, why? Oh, God. No, why? And the kid starts crying. It is so funny. It is so funny.
I love that. Oh, my God. I have so many facts. Wait, but the most science-y fact that I have, we have to go back to sloths because this is going to trip you out. This is going to be super cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about sloths, but they move so slow that moss grows on them. Did you know that?
I knew that.
And did you know this? That the moss changes color with the seasons, with the foliage, so sloths are camouflaged for whatever the season is.
Dude, that's great. Yeah. I didn't know that. I knew that it camouflaged them. I didn't know that it changed through the season.
Yeah, so like when the foliage changes, so does the moss on the sloth.
Oh my God.
So it is camouflaged.
That is fantastic. I'm going to tell you the sloth facts I know, I think. Again, you guys, we do very little research on this, so if you have any problems, you can email us.
Or go to Snopes.
Snopes. Don't trust anything you hear on the internet, unless it's on Snopes or Wikipedia.
Or this podcast.
Sloths can live their whole life in one tree, because they move so slowly. They usually only go down to the canopy to, like, poop.
Oh.
The canopy's not the bottom. What's the bottom? Canopy's the top. They go to the bottom to poop. Yeah, the troposphere. That's totally right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
To, like, poop. Also, sometimes they are upside down and they just poop on themselves because they don't care. They're so slow. Oh. Also, way back in the day, like dinosaur times after dinosaur times.
Oh, the geographic period.
Or before, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you mean the tressosphere.
The tressosphere.
Period.
There used to be giant sloths, like huge sloths that were like bigger than bears than we have now.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that.
Giant three-toed sloths. I have that. I brought that... The poster right here, as you can see on this podcast.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
I have a giant poster I print these out on. It cost me $40. You're going to reimburse me for this, right?
No. Great. Wow. So that's
any other sloth facts yet?
Sloth facts? No, but you just blew my mind that they spend their whole life in one tree.
No, I don't think they... Not all of them do, but they can. Some can and some do.
Yeah.
Because they move so slow, as the leaves that they eat, by the time they get to there's more. They grow
back.
Like,
yes. That is so funny.
Is that your first fact?
That could be my first fact, the sloth fact. I also had just a quick eagle fact.
Throw this out.
Because eagles, they are big. Now, I don't really know this. I haven't really seen a lot of eagles.
They're huge.
But I had heard that it's very sad because eagles can get electrocuted by power lines because their wingspan is so huge that it spans the gap of the
And it touches
lines.
Both.
And then they just die. It's so sad.
Wow.
And that was happening in, like, California or something like that. It was, like, so sad.
Well, what do you do to keep eagles away from power lines? That sounds like a dad joke setup.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, what do you do to keep eagles away from power lines? You go to their concert.
Oh, the eagles.
The eagles. Good. It's a dad joke. I didn't say it was good, and I just
Eagles.
Came up with it.
And that is actually really funny, because dads love the Eagles.
Dude, the Eagles are a good band. Hotel California?
Oh, I didn't know that was the Eagles, and also I'm a music.
Hotel California. That's Desperado?
Desperado.
Witchy Woman?
Ooh, witchy woman. I guess I know these songs, but I don't know who the Eagles are, and that's my bad.
That is the Eagles, right? Dude, you have me second-guessing myself.
We're getting a phone call now from a caller.
excuse me, it's me, Edward Eagle.
Yes?
Also another Eagle fact, yes. I used to be the voiceover guy for the Giant Eagle grocery store commercials there in, like, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, hell yeah,
Eagle I had a great fact. Gig with them.
What? Give me a little flavor of who is this guy and this? What are we talking about?
Happy Next Door Neighbor is what I was, and it says, this week at Giant Eagle, 2 for $5 chicken breasts. Like 4 fillets and a pound. And don't forget about double reward points on gas and other things. That's the Giant Eagle advantage.
From Giant Eagle.
Giant Eagle. Hey, what's up, neighbor? That's the voice. I'd go, hey, neighbor. Hey, I see you're putting in an above ground pool. That's not regulation. Hey, what are you doing, huh? What are you having an above ground pool for, huh? I don't want to tail on you.
It's for parties that you're not invited to.
Oh, come on. Hey, I invited you to my barbecue. You never showed.
Yes, because you've been reporting me for my above-ground pool.
Yeah, well, you hey, good neighbors look out for other good neighbors, right? All right? And that above-ground pool is a death trap, all right?
A death trap?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you a random story? Gosh, I'm, like, so full of information right now. This is not related to animals. My pool exploded when I was a kid, and it was very funny. It was an above-ground pool. Well,
where was this?
This is in California. I'm from the mountains in California. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And we had this pool. Just a quick story. Then we're going to really get into these animal facts.
We can't. Okay. The Eagles did sing Hotel California. Just to...
Thank you. And sorry about that. I mean, I just don't know music. I wasn't trying to question you. I was just more telling you that I don't know anything about music.
Oh, I don't think you were questioning me, but the fact that it didn't come in right away made me question myself. But okay, go with the story.
Just real quick. We were making a whirlpool. It was one of those little, like, 12-foot pools that were like 4 feet high, kind of like a wading pool.
Was it made out of like PVC pipe and hope?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And we were making this whirlpool, and then all of a sudden the whole thing exploded all over the lawn, and we just both like kind of careened out over the lawn with all the like pool gear, and Nick like had bashed his head, and he was like, ow.
Dude, I was like, also, okay. If you go on YouTube, there's tons of those above ground pools like breaking or exploding, or them like emptying them, or like people who are like sick of their above ground pool, like
they're mad at them.
Like purposely destroying it. Yeah. You should check those out. That's super fun.
That is hilarious.
Did you have another one before I cut you off?
Animal fact?
Yeah. Or is that it?
No, I mean, tigers can just jump so far. Because you were telling me about... This
my
is
cat
like
can
yeah.
jump from the floor to the top of this bookshelf. Thing.
Yeah, the floor to the top of the bookshelf. And I
5 think
that's
feet.
Insane.
I think it's like 5 feet.
But can you imagine... Now, but just scale that up. Now, now think about a tiger.
Yeah.
That's freaking, you know...
They're massive.
7 feet long.
But if you look at my cat, she has a very tiger face. Also kind of smiles a little bit. You see that?
That is so cute. The kitty cat is asleep there. Dude, thank you for bringing your cat into the recording studio.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's what's happening.
To my recording studio for my podcast.
I can't go anywhere without her. Otherwise, she gets really upset. She gets catty. Dad joke. Okay, cricket
animal
facts.
Fact. Cricket facts. Okay, go. You hit it. Slam us with your spider fact.
Okay. Yes, spider fact. Do you know how spider legs work?
I'm going to assume it's just like human legs. They got joints that bend.
is that how
Am
human leg works?
They bend.
Is that how
you
got? Is that even okay? Here's the.
Help me out.
Aliens come, right?
Yeah.
And they suck you up, they put you in your ship, and they're like, hey, what's up, Tim?
I'm already the worst ambassador.
Yeah, right? Okay. Right? And they're like, hey, we're going to have to cut you open unless you can tell us how the human body works.
Oh, God.
How do your legs work? How do those work?
Well, they're going to bend. You're going to want to see them. They're going to bend. Look at this Olympic runner. See how it bends?
That doesn't.
Crap, no, please, not the scalpel.
You didn't do it like not, you didn't do muscle or bone.
No, I actually know, this is not the... Human Legs podcast, but I know a fair amount about the human legs because I had knee surgery.
Oh, I'm sorry about
in
that.
In college, yeah.
I tore my LCL when I was in the Marines.
Ditto, but not in the Marines. I tore it in judo club.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. threw a guy
both
to the ground.
Both of ours were pretty badass.
Yeah. Threw this guy to the ground and then heard a giant snap in my knee. And I was like, ooh, that didn't feel good. And then my coach was like, you have to stop doing judo right now. And I was like, let me do one more match. And he was like, no.
No.
And then it was like the next day it was like swollen so much. Spider facts. Leg facts.
Sorry.
Wait, but the Marines? Wait, how did you tear it?
Huh? I dropped an ATV on it and bent the wrong way.
You dropped. So first of all, you were carrying an ATV over
my head. Because, I'm also like an ant who has the strength of an ant.
Ant fact. But everyone knows that about ants, that they can like lift a
times
their weight or something.
No.
Okay. What? Okay.
I was getting out of the back of a truck. That's not important. All right. I'm sorry. Let's get to spider facts.
Boom. How do spider legs work?
Here spider. We are. So
the very first animal fact.
Spiders don't have an internal skeleton. You know that they have an exoskeleton.
Got it.
And they don't have muscles. They move their legs by using hydraulics.
And magic.
And
hydraulics?
Magic. Yeah, they have hydraulic legs,
damn.
Dude.
What? Okay, cool.
Their legs fill with a blood-like substance.
Blood-like?
Called hemolymph. Yeah, that. Hemolymph.
Yes, of course. I know it.
To go out. So when it's filled, the leg goes out. And when they remove that substance, it closes the leg. So that's why when a spider dies, it curls up into a ball because all its blood pressure goes away, so its legs curl up.
Got it. Okay.
Basically, their legs work like a bunch of little penises.
Okay.
Filling with blood to get straight and then losing it to walk. They walk on little penises.
That's funny because all the corpses that I see have rock-solid boners. No, I'm just kidding. Does that translate? You know what I mean? You're talking about a spider dying and then it curls in.
Well, yeah, it's that's a human. A human dies with a boner.
And there's no one around to see it.
I hope I do, because I'm going to donate my body to science when I die. And,
well, this man died with a rock solid boner.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because when they see it, when you're like, God, you're going to be dead, so there's no blood going to your wiener.
I'll never
you're
die. Gonna be... First of all, I'll never die.
Cool.
Go on.
When I die, you're going to be it's going to be cold in that room. I just feel like your wiener's not going to be a good representation of yourself.
Well, thank goodness he donated his body to science, but we were really looking for someone with a bigger dick. we don't want to use this corpse.
You know that had to have happened, though. Like, maybe they had to do, big wiener
about?
Research.
Oh.
Which would be the name of my
the real
band.
Science.
My name of my middle school band.
Big wiener research. Oh my God, that's awful.
Just to get the vice principal to introduce our band to the talent show. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I have to say it because it's their legal name. It's been registered.
Their legal name?
It's been registered as a business. Ladies and gentlemen, Wiener Research LLC.
I'm sorry, wait. Big Wiener Research LLC.
Little Wiener Research was already taken.
There's definitely no science researching size of penises.
Oh,
right?
Come on.
What
has
do you mean,
to be.
Come on?
Literally,
they gotta find a damn cure for cancer. We can't be researching penis size.
You know that? Well, the people who would do the research for penis size wouldn't even be allowed to be close to the cancer people. There's a different level of intelligent scientists. All right, you put the dumb scientists on the wiener stuff, put the smart ones on the cancer.
Dumb scientists. Now that's sad because there are. I mean, we've talked. I mean, you know this.
There's dumb people.
There is the worst doctor out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He graduated medical school, or she, or trans.
Yeah.
It's 2016. Anyway.
They suck.
And there is a worst one.
Yeah.
And they're out there doing.
I think it's Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre, who did graduate from medical school and then immediately went into rapping, but he actually did perform my knee surgery. And that's why my knee bends backwards.
Yeah, like an ostrich.
Animal fact. Uh-oh.
All right, what's your animal fact?
Bam, I just wanted to firstly, this is not really animal facts, but I wanted to tell you about an animal called the thylacine. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, that's your thyroid.
No, you definitely were not listening. Thylacine.
Oh, I know that. I did a voiceover for that too. Thylacine could contain animal byproducts. If women nursing or pregnant should not take thylacine.
That sounds pretty good, but no.
I've done one of those, actually.
This is... So you've heard of... Okay, you know the Looney Tunes?
Oh, God. Love the Looney Tunes.
Okay, don't get too...
Love LTs. God, can't get enough of the LTs.
You are wearing that Looney Tunes shirt.
Oh, yeah, it's a Tweety Bird, but he's in hip-hop attire.
Yes, I...
And he says, I taught a good whap.
Well, that's awful. Okay. Okay, and you know the Tasmanian devil.
Oh, God, I love the Tasmanian
devil. And you know there are real Tasmanian... It's a real animal.
They don't spin that fast, but they do spin.
Check it out. This is the Tasmanian... A thylacine is okay. The Tasmanian tiger.
Oh, cool.
So there's the Tasmanian devil. There's also the Tasmanian tiger or the Tasmanian wolf.
It has to be extinct, dude. Oh, I think it said extinct.
Straight up, it says extinct. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, now you're... Oh.
Great. Now we have to hear the story about this poor thing that got murdered by what? White people, probably?
God damn you white people!
I'm sick of white people.
I'm sick of white people.
Every time you look into history, it's always white people doing bad things, and it's awful.
I mean, everybody's bad, but white people are just like...
Notoriously bad.
God, they just spread their badness to...
All these racist people are like, oh, black people always causing trouble. Be like, have you ever read history? Jesus Christ.
You racist bastards are the ones causing the trouble. Okay, Tasmanian tiger or the Tasmanian wolf, native to Australia. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It is a marsupial.
Yeah, it has a small pouch then.
Exactly. And look, it looks like a cat, dog, zebra, tiger.
It's amazing.
This thing is a marsupial. You know, I just wanted to bring it up because I did a report on this in fourth grade and I was like,
oh, how'd it go?
Definitely got an A.
How many pages was
it? Oh, you know what? It wasn't a report. It was a short story.
A short story about it?
We had to write, now I'm remembering it. You had to go home, write a one-page story about an animal and it had to be how the blank got its blank. So mine was how the thylacine got its pouch. Everybody else did freaking how the monkey got its tail. How the bird got its wings. I did how the thylacine got its pouch. Because,
dude,
let's
literally
face it,
the
I
answer,
was not normal.
The answer to all these, I don't know how you fill the whole page. Like, how the monkey got its tail. Evolution.
Well, yes. I mean, this was like more of a fantastical storytelling.
So you weren't learning anything. This was in a science class. This is a writing class, hopefully.
This is fourth grade, so it's just class. Just class.
You're still learning.
You're going, oh,
things.
I didn't learn in fourth grade. No. We did Age of Sail.
Do you remember how it got its pouch?
I think, man.
God came down and caught its belly.
No, I didn't. There was no God involved. This was, you know, it was the kind of thing of like, all the marsupials were talking in the town center. And then.
Town center!
I don't know. And then, you know, a gust of wind and a marsupial fell and a stick got its stomach and then a pouch.
That's actually that you remember that much, and there's a lot. It's like the Rube Goldberg device of this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, man, yeah, that is funny.
Oh, man.
So, okay, well.
Ready for my next one?
Please.
I have a bunch of giraffe facts.
Oh, baby.
This is my favorite animal to know facts
about.
Wait
a minute. Can I just tell you a giraffe story really quick before we hit the facts?
Oh, please. Love to hear a giraffe
story. And this is barely a story, but here we go. In Santa Barbara, where I went to college, there was a zoo.
Brag.
I went to college and studied to become a doctor, and I failed, but I still practice medicine and rap. But anyway, there was a famous giraffe in the zoo because it had a crooked neck. So it was like, ha ha ha, giraffe's necks are their thing, and then this guy's got a little funny crooked one.
Did that happen because did somebody come in there and try to murder it?
With
to snap
a bat.
Its neck?
No. Yeah, but it died, and then it was really sad.
Oh, my God.
Yo, also, at college, random animal fact, there was a raccoon. There was an albino raccoon. And it was, like, a fun, like, you know, the college kids knew all about this. White raccoon that you just see randomly scoping.
Did it not
trash.
Have a nickname? I feel like there's a nickname that we're missing here.
Oh,
the
probably.
The white raccoon.
Whitey. I don't know.
Oh, white people, again, ruining everything.
I know. But okay, sorry.
So giraffes.
Now hit me with
it
the
might
giraffe,
have right? It might have had a broken neck because one of the things I didn't write
it
this down, but giraffes fight each other with their necks. They stand next to each other and they whip at each other's legs and necks.
Oh,
so it's possible that it hurt its way that
legs
that
too.
Way.
They're gonna smash.
They go if you watch. Also, when you're on YouTube, after you watch that tiger kill that squirrel and that poor man react that way, go ahead and look up giraffes fighting. It is terrifying and hilarious at the same time. Because then they go for their spindly little legs.
Oh, no.
And they whip their legs.
No.
And the entire time, I just grab my knees watching them. It's awful. All right. Giraffes are the tallest mammal.
No.
They're not the largest mammal. The largest mammal is the great blue whale.
Okay.
Also, just side fact, the great blue whale is, as far as we know, the largest animal that has ever existed. They're bigger than any dinosaur that ever existed.
No.
They're bigger than anything else.
Sloth.
They're bigger than any of those big sloths. A great blue whale is huge. Like
what?
It would barely fit in Soldier Field.
No.
Yeah. It's huge. Barely fits.
What?
It wouldn't fit on a football field.
Soldier Field?
Yeah. It's they're huge. And their tongue is as big as an elephant, a great blue whale. And one of the reasons
Their tongue is as big as an elephant? Shut the bleep.
You can swear. Up. Shut the fuck up.
Right, sorry.
You.
No, I mean, this is my podcast, and you can swear.
Oh, I can swear, but you can't?
I cannot swear on my podcast, but it is open to guests.
Okay, so that shit's tongue is as big as an elephant.
Fucking
also,
huge.
Beep, beep. the reason why I say that we know of is because probably if there was an animal that was bigger, that is bigger than the great blue whale, when it died, its bones, like, it might be so deep in the ocean that we, like, its bones are, like, buried under things, or it's in the deep part of the ocean that we don't know about.
That's crazy. I went to the Shedd Aquarium, and I climbed inside a model whale heart.
There you go, dude.
Yeah. Me and a bunch of little kids.
You were asked to leave.
And I was asked to leave.
Do you have to take your shoes off before you get in that? Is it like the ball pit at McDonald's?
It is filled with balls, so you jump into the ball pit.
That reference. Okay.
Filled with balls.
But this is about giraffes.
Please, let's get back to giraffes.
Cool. Giraffes have the same amount of bones in their necks as we do. 7.
What?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And their bones are just longer. Like, their bones are about the size of a normal human's, femur.
Thyroid.
Yes. Giraffes also have super tight skin around their legs to stop blood from pooling in them because their stupid necks go up so long that their heart has to pump blood all the way to the top.
Gosh.
But then gravity's pushing down.
No.
So otherwise blood would pool, but they have really tight skin legs.
Don't have a lot of blood in their legs.
There you go. Here's something that female giraffes and my mom have in common.
Uh-oh.
Female giraffes give birth standing up.
Huh?
And their young may drop several feet
to the ground?
Ground as they're being born.
So, okay, you were dropped immediately as a baby.
That was a joke.
Onto the ground. Your mom was just walking along and was like, oh, here comes Robert.
And I was so tall, dude. I was 20, like 22 or 24 inches, something like that. It was 2 feet.
What?
I was a giant.
What the hell?
Dude, I was...
Wait, that is insane.
Yeah.
Normal babies are like 10 centimeters. Oh, is that not true?
Not even close.
12 feet. Well, how long is a baby? What is a baby?
What?
Welcome back to What is a Baby?
No, okay, so also a video you could see is a giraffe being born.
I don't want to watch that.
It falls so far. And it says,
oh, that sounds so painful.
But it's okay because they are protected by a sac that keeps them from being harmed during the process.
A landing pad?
A newborn. Yes, they shoot out a landing pad. A newborn baby giraffe is... A newborn giraffe...
It's beautiful.
God damn it. A newborn giraffe is about 6 feet tall.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
A newborn.
6 feet tall?
Yeah, and then they have to get up like the scene in Bambi with their weird jiggly legs. It's so funny.
That's so cute.
They're so funny. So they fall six...
And
they
disgusting.
Fall like a million feet.
Birth is disgusting.
Boom. They're covered in goo. They get up. They have wiggly legs. It's hilarious.
Oh.
Giraffes need only about 2 hours of sleep each day. Some of them have been known to sleep in intervals of no more than 5 to 20 minutes at a time.
So they're doing that Ultraman thing.
I feel like the reason why they probably do this is because they're so stupid tall, they stick out wherever they are, so like they have to keep an eye out for predators.
Wait, how does a giraffe sleep? Does it lay down?
It lays down.
Because that would be hilarious. Oh, and its just little neck is just kind of scooting out along the ground?
I don't know. I think, well, I've seen them laying down, so I assume.
Really?
Yeah.
Lazy.
And here's the coolest thing I like about them.
Yeah.
There's this thing in all animals called the recurrent laryngeal nerve. I'm probably saying it wrong.
No, actually, that was right.
The recurrent laryngeal nerve is the nerve that runs from your brain to your larynx or your voice box.
Thyroid.
Thyroid, yeah. So it happened through evolution. It was weird because on a fish doesn't really have a neck. So the thing that controls its throat... The nerve has a straight shot there, and in between that straight shot is the heart.
Oh,
cool. And that makes sense, and that's fine. But as things evolve, the heart, the neck starts to form, and the heart moves lower in the body. So the nerve, but evolution doesn't start over. Like once that thing is going that way, it goes that way. It goes around the heart.
Okay.
So ours starts in our brain, goes down around our heart, and then all the way back up to our throats, which is like, it's way longer than it needs to be. If we were designed, it would just go from your brain to your throat.
So and now this control, this is our throat control?
Yeah.
So,
your voice, we're using it right now to talk.
I'm not actually. This is a pre-recorded. Look, I pre-record, I built a time machine. I pre-record all my conversations and I just play them.
To save time?
To make time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, in a giraffe, because their necks are so stupid long, their neck, something that would usually, should only be, because their brains are so close to their, like, mouth throat area.
Yeah.
It should only be, like, six inches a foot. Has to start from their brain, goes all the way down around their heart, all the way back up. And that's why giraffes are basically mute. They're very quiet. Yeah, but barely even that. Yeah, dude. So I found that always interesting.
Wow.
Right?
Giraffe facts.
Giraffex.
That was Giraffex.
Giraffex. I found that interesting. What about you?
That was great. Also, giraffes have purple tongues.
Yep.
Okay.
They're very long. I think they're like 22 inches long. That's, something like that.
And that was exactly how long you were when you were born.
Oh my God. I was as long as a giraffe tongue. See, that's not very long.
Okay. Now, listen up to these animal facts. So, we all know octopuses pies can camouflage themselves.
Cool, that goes into mine. I actually have an animal fact about octopus.
Uh-oh, I've got a couple.
When talking about multiple octopus, be octopuses or octopi.
Really?
Technically, it should be octopuses because octopus...
Hell yeah.
Octopus isn't a Latin word that would be pluralized with an I, but because it's so common... it's an English word. They're both acceptable. So you can say octopuses or octopi.
Damn. Okay. Because I thought I was messing up every single time I said it.
Everyone thinks that, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people think octopi because it's a quirky word.
Yeah.
Would be right.
Right. Right.
And but you when you say octopuses, it sounds
like goofy and wrong.
When do I end it? You know, like octopuses as.
For lunch, I had some pickleses.
Yeah. Right. But you wouldn't say I had some pick eye. Anyway, what else do you have about
other octopus facts? Well, I'm sure you've got maybe the same ones as me, but here's another one.
Okay.
Did you hear about this story about the...
This
news story here. In, this one here was in Sulawesi, Indonesia. Team of biologists were observing octopuses using coconut shells... As, like, shells.
I heard about this. Yeah. As homes.
As
and
little
they, like,
homes
carry them with them.
Armor. They bring them around.
And there's actually a video of that online.
And there is another YouTube video, which I will not describe to you.
Yeah, but it's basically that. It's them using... They, like, grab coconut pieces. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's so cool.
That is really cool.
I mean, they're just the coolest animals.
I mean, and I think my cat's cute when it jumps in a box.
And it brings the box around with it and uses it as armor.
Oh my God, if my cat would drag a box around with it, like using its back tail instead of its front tail.
Oh yeah. Oh, there is that tail coming right directly out of its face. Oh, there it is over there napping. So cute.
Covering her eyes because it's too bright in here.
I'm just going to slam you guys with octopus facts that, you know, maybe we all know, but we just need to make sure that we all know them.
Cool.
There was an octopus that was escaping... Actually, this happens quite a bit, but in aquariums, there's octopuses that escape from their tanks in the night, crawl into other tanks, eat the fish, and then crawl back.
Yeah, they're smart.
They're smart as hell.
They're very smart creatures, and that's like one of the things of like not keeping them.
Oh, yeah.
And because they're really smart.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Also, they could squeeze through something like
a 2-inch quarter. Gap. Yeah,
because they're all squishy except for their beak.
That's crazy.
So they can easily sneak out.
It's kind of screeching.
And they don't want to hang out with those fish all day. They're like, I'm going to go back in my other thing.
Oh, yeah. And there was like an octopus that was just like eating sharks in
what?
A tank. Yeah, there's a video of that online,
That's
too.
Not cool. You can't eat sharks, dude.
Sharks are the top of the food chain.
Yeah, you don't mess with that food chain, man. We're at the top.
Oh, yeah, baby. And did you know that we're animals? I actually learned that fact recently.
What else?
What else? Quick, another... Oh, here's another story about an octopus. This one is maybe a little bit more obscure. There is a, you know, the Animals lay eggs. Some animals lay eggs.
What?
That's true. Think about a bird.
The ones I eat?
A chicken.
Those that come from animals?
It comes from animals.
Oh, I thought it was a weird rock.
No. Some egg-laying rock. No, but they octopuses lay eggs, and this animal, this octopus, guarded its eggs for 4.5 years before they hatched. Did you hear that story?
Those are just bad eggs. You've got to leave those. Got to keep going. How long do octopus eggs usually last?
Don't know.
Why 4 years?
They eventually did hatch.
Wow.
I mean, there's also a video of this online, but it just sat there. In the same spot, here's a little picture for you. It looks kind of cute.
Oh, wow.
And it was
the
just
white
sitting
octopus,
there.
Very creepy.
Because it would never leave the eggs. It stopped hunting. It stopped eating.
How did it not die?
Because it's in the cold water, and it slowed its metabolism so much, and it just sat there for
That's
like
insane.
4 years. Or maybe if it ate just a little bit. But the scientists kept coming back and checking on it, like
yeah.
a whole bunch of times, like 20 times they checked on it. And it just sat there the whole time, and it would clean the eggs or do whatever it needed to be done. And then it just eventually died when the eggs hatched.
Do you ever wish that you could just slow your metabolism down and not eat and just sit for 4 years just to live 4 years longer?
You could. I bet if you just blasted the AC and laid on your couch and didn't move at all, you probably wouldn't really need to eat that much. You'd save a lot of money. You'd probably live longer.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I think octopuses are cold-blooded.
Let's look it up. But the reason why it was white, it was because, it was just wasting away. During the long brooding period, the female, who once had textured purple skin, turned pale white, losing muscle tone and developing cloudy eyes because of the aging.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Do you know that an octopus has 3 hearts, 9 brains, and blue blood?
What? Okay, blue blood, no idea. 3 hearts, no idea. But 9 brains, I did know that because it's in each of its tentacles, right?
Cool. So 2 hearts pump blood to the gills, while the third circulates to the rest of the body.
Okay.
The nervous system, the nervous system includes a central brain, and then a group of a large ganglion at the base of each arm that controls
ganglia.
The movement.
The basal ganglia, the ganglion.
Their blood contains the copper-rich protein hemoxylin.
Yeah, of course.
Which is more efficient than hemoglobin. For oxygen transport and very low temperatures and low oxygen concentrations. So they need that for, because the thing that they're in. Wow, that's really cool, right?
That is crazy. That's great.
There you go.
Yes, octopus exactly. Heart. So 9 brains, because I think that each tentacle is controlled separately.
Yes, that like it has to run its own thing. But it does run through a central brain as well, it said.
Interesting.
Kind of like the eagles. Each member has their own brain, but it still has to run through the central.
The microphone
is the thing.
Now, check this out. Here's a little side story related to octopi and octopuses and video games. Have you heard of this game called Octodad?
Yeah, dude. I did a thing, a talk show style, me and John Chesney, at Playground Theater called Up at Night. And one of our guests were the guys from Octodad.
Really?
Who helped make the game.
That is so cool.
And we got to talk to him about it. And I made a drunk review of their game and played it for him. And
while
they really
drunk.
Liked it. Yeah, I got drunk. I got drunk and I played the game and I recorded like parts and I cut it together.
Yeah. That's so funny.
And
that's
loved
the best.
It.
That would be the best game to play drunk.
I have it on my PS4.
That is hilarious.
Why?
Because.
What are you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything about it. I was just going to say it's funny. For the viewers who don't know what Octodad is, it's you're a dad who, you're actually an octopus who's infiltrating a family and a life, and you're like wearing a business suit, and you're just playing the role of the father.
Yep.
The game is basically to try to prevent suspicion in your family by acting normal. But they make the controls really hard because you're an octopus. So it's like, you know, one of the missions will be like, play soccer with your son. And don't let him know that you're an octopus. And then you'll have to like try to kick the ball with these insane octopus controls.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And then part of the joke of the Octodad thing is like whenever you're online and you see a picture of Octodad, like whenever if you comment, you're like, I don't know why there's just a picture of a normal everyday man. Like you talk about like, eh, it's just a normal everyday dude.
Sure.
I don't know where this Octodad's coming from. Because it's like part of the joke.
Oh, that's
I love
so
it. Anything else about octopuses?
No, not.
So that's it. That's all the animal facts that I have. What about you, buddy?
Animal facts. I don't have any more facts.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. This has been Animal Facts, starring Tim Lamphere and his special guest today, Robert Bingen.
Yay.
Is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to support the podcast, check out my posters over at mariomaps.com. That's mariomaps.com. Or just subscribe to us on iTunes or any of those things. That really helps us out. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have on a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun, and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host, and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before. We did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.